Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great things happening with Lamar University faculty, staff, students, and alumni. I'm John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and I want to welcome you all to this week's show. It's another great week here on the LU Moment with another amazing guest. I'm excited to welcome Karen Wisenhunt-Sarr, Assistant Professor in the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences, to the show today. Karen, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me on the LU Moment.
Thank you, John. I'm happy to be here.
So glad to have you. So not only is Karen a licensed speech-language pathologist, but she also holds a Master of Science in Speech Pathology, a Master of Arts in German Language and Culture, and a PhD in Applied Language and Speech Sciences. Karen, I feel like I should be addressing you as Dr. Wisenhunt-Sarr. Well, before we get started today, let's back up just a little bit and let you introduce yourself to the listeners.
Yes, please call me Karen.
Awesome.
I have been here at Lamar in the Speech and Hearing Department for about 10 years in various roles. And as you mentioned, I'm currently an assistant professor of speech language pathology in the department. And in that role, I primarily focus on classroom and clinical teaching as well as research. In my research and really my clinical teaching, I focus on exploring the intersection of a social response to care and what that means in clinical education.
Awesome.
In the classes that I teach, my assignments focus mostly on the adult neurogenic populations within the speech-language pathology scope of practice. So, for example, I teach a course on aphasia, which is an adult acquired communication disorder.
Right.
For example, language disorders as a result of a neurogenic event like a stroke.
Okay.
I also teach a course in cognitive communication disorders that looks at the role of the speech-language pathologist in cognition and communication resulting from something like a traumatic brain injury or dementia-producing diseases. So primarily, I focus my teaching and clinic during the regular school year on adults. But during the summer, I get the chance to work with kids when my students and I partner with Beaumont Community Players.
That's awesome.
Where we help support communication, social interaction, and the theater rehearsal process for our Interact Inclusion Theater for children of all ages and ability levels.
I love that.
That's it's so fun.
And it's something that you don't, you know, if you're not dealing with it yourself, it may not cross your mind as often. So I think this is really unique and really special that Lamar University offers this here on campus and that you're getting out into the community and even expanding your reach. That's super awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we think about collaboration with other disciplines in rehab, but we don't really think about clinical collaboration with the arts. And that's something that makes it really a fun program.
There's so many opportunities, and especially Beaumont Community Players, one of our best nonprofits around here. Why not partner? I'm big on collaboration.
Yes.
I think I say that word every single week on the podcast, but I mean, everybody's stronger when you work together.
Absolutely.
And this community has opportunities to thrive. So thank you for being a part of that. So for those who may not know, could you explain the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences' role at LU?
Yes, absolutely. So within the department, we have two sections. We have audiology and speech-language pathology. Audiology is the hearing and balance side, and speech pathology is communication and swallowing disorders. So we kind of serve a dual purpose to the Lamar community and the broader community, first and foremost through our clinics. We have on-campus speech and hearing clinics with services available to the public. And then, of course, we are on a university campus, so we offer degree programs. We have an undergraduate degree in speech and hearing sciences and then two graduate degrees. There's a doctorate degree in audiology and a speech language pathology master's degree. And our students go on then to work in clinical practice in a variety of settings, schools, clinics, hospitals with those degrees.
That's so neat. And it's neat that these clinics are available to the public.
Yes.
How cool is that? So do you all partner with local nonprofits? I know there's internship opportunities, things like that. Is that something you do?
We do in a variety of different ways. We do have our student groups. We have SAA and NISLA, which are our student groups that do a lot of volunteer work with local nonprofits.
Okay.
But we also, we have both of our clinics have contracts with local schools. like I said, in the summer, we work with Beaumont community players.
Right.
We look for opportunities to be present. I know Dr. Heather Redding is and Dr. Aaron Burns are always helping with hearing screenings at local health fairs.
Right.
So we try to be as engaged and involved as possible. That's good for us in our community, but it's also really good to instill those values in our students.
Yeah, and great experience, hands-on experience. And something you mentioned that I, you know, with my previous job, I worked for United Way, and we had a lot of partnerships with local nonprofits. So the Kaplan Speech Therapy Center is mm-hmm. one, and I see you nodding your head, so you know about them. But some of the things you don't think about is something as simple, but something like a stroke victim who is having trouble swallowing again, or, you know, all of these things are part of what you do, and it's so needed. The service is needed, so mm-hmm. that's really awesome that Lamar is providing that for the community.
Yeah, if you think about it, swallowing, which a lot of people don't realize is in our scope of practice, and communication, those are central to who we are, you know, our identities. Eating is a very social practice. Communication can only happen with another person, and so isolation, all of the outcomes from dealing with something like that are really damaging to a person's identity. So we serve a very important role in that rehabilitation process.
Very important. Awesome. So would you like to share about a few of the projects that you all have either maybe participated in the past or that you're looking forward to? I know that you're very involved in the community, and I know you mentioned the BCP partnership. Mm-hmm. Anything maybe coming in the future that you all are looking forward to?
Sure. So we have, like I mentioned, we have our on-campus clinics for audiology and speech pathology. We also, within speech pathology, which I know a little bit better because that's the section I work in, we have a number of specialty clinics. For example, Dr. Besseril, she hosts a monthly Lamar chapter of the National Stuttering Association, and she is the director of the Southeast Texas Stuttering Clinic. Our speech pathology clinic director, Alyssa Scales, she runs a social communication clinic, as well as she's the director of our Aphasia Conversation Lab, which offers group therapy, individual therapy, and a monthly support group for people in Southeast Texas living with aphasia. And another group that we have coming up this month is a cognitive stimulation therapy group. We've always offered cognitive services in our clinic, but we're excited to be offering this new group. It's designed for individuals living with dementia in the early and middle stages. And the group aspect of it provides a very social opportunity. We were lucky to get some funding from this past summer from the Lamar Center for Resiliency to help us this group up, develop materials, and also get our students, our first year cohort, trained through the researchers in the UK who designed this program. So very, very grateful to Resiliency for helping us make that happen.
Center for Resiliency really steps up for the university. I'm glad that they're a part of this university.
And, you know, we communicated a passion to promote better social infrastructure for these groups that, you know, and their families are facing increased social isolation because of the diagnosis and the changes in their lives. So we're very happy.
It's such an unknown, you know, if you've never dealt with it before, sometimes you may not know where to turn. You may not know what resources are available. So I love that Lamar has that avenue to help, you know?
Yes. With the funding, we've also, in addition to materials for the clinic and the groups, we are trying to create additional resources for the community. So, for example, we were able to start developing a collection of books that are written about the dementia journey for different age levels, so for children, teens, adults, so that families who want to explore this topic with their kids, grandkids, friends, and family, they can have those conversations with the support of literature that's written to help them have them.
Right. So great. Y'all are doing such great work. It's so awesome. So I do want to mention, you know, the whole way that this podcast came about, or this you being a guest came about, I saw you attended one of our Rotary Club of Beaumont meetings, and our guest speaker, they were speaking about Alzheimer's, the walk that's coming up in October. Are you all involved with that? Is that something that your group is taking part in?
Yes. So the National Student Speech and Hearing Association, NISLA, and the Student Academy of Audiology, we have created a team, and we're awesome. Trying to get all the students and faculty involved so that we'll show up and we'll be walking in that event as well.
That's so great. Look, another example of how you're giving back to the community. I love it. I love it. So recently you attended the World Congress of the International Association of Communication Sciences and Disorders in New Zealand. How cool is that? So tell us about that experience. I'm sure it was amazing, and I'm sure you got lots of fun stories to share.
Oh, yes. It was amazing. New Zealand was absolutely beautiful. That's actually the only conference in my field that has a delegate to the World Health Organization. So it was really an honor to be accepted to attend. And having the opportunity to learn with and from colleagues from all around the world and really contextualize myself, my discipline, my work in that kind of big arena was really something that I'm beyond grateful for. I attended with another colleague from speech and hearing, Dr. Lakeitha Morris, and we presented work that we're developing with another colleague, Beth Byers, that explores both student clinician perspectives and classroom teacher perspectives in relationship to an interprofessional language and literacy program that we run in partnership with Beaumont ISD.
Wow. Well, we've got a few more minutes here on the podcast. Do you want to elaborate a little on that partnership?
Yes.
I'd love to hear more about it.
It's kind of a subset of our partnership with BISD. One of the clinical programs that we work on with them. It started in pre-K-4 classrooms, and now it's expanded. It's preschool, kindergarten, and life skills classrooms. And so it's a partnership with BISD and our speech pathology clinic. So our master students who are developing their clinical skills, they go into the classrooms with supervision from our faculty, who are licensed speech pathologists, and they collaborate with the classroom teacher. They understand what is the curriculum, what are those targets, and then they identify within what the teachers are already targeting, what skills can they promote that have to do with language development, literacy skills, and they create thematic activities half an hour a week. And each student is partnered with a teacher so they can grow those collaborative relationships with another professional outside the discipline. And they have to develop a series of large classroom group and small group activities each week that's interactive and promotes those skills. It gives them a chance to really think about their work in multiple contexts. You know, in a lot of therapy we do in a clinic, an outpatient clinic, for example, it's one-on-one or very small groups. This allows them to manage, 30 students at a time to work on these skills and then to figure out, how can I help the teacher support this further? How can I identify what I need to change about what I'm doing so that everybody can succeed? So it's very challenging. It's a great opportunity for them to practice that, get feedback in a safe way before they're out there, doing it on their own.
Great opportunity. And I love these collaborations between Lamar and BISD. I keep seeing and hearing more and more about this. So just yet another department who's out there partnering.
It's wonderful. The administrators.
That's how you get things done. Yeah. And that's, like you said, they're getting that real world experience before they even fully start their career. And they're getting to work with a BISD teacher. That's awesome.
It really is. And we've been so fortunate that the teachers, the administrators, everybody we've worked with has just been wonderful. And
that's awesome.
I couldn't ask for better people to work on this with.
I love it. Love it. So let's recap really quickly for the listeners in case we have some folks who may just now be tuning in. We are here with Karen Wisenhunt-Sarr discussing the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences at Lamar University. Karen, let's give everyone one last quick explanation of the department before we wrap up today.
Absolutely. Speech and Hearing Sciences houses the audiology and speech pathology clinics as well as our academic programs. And this may sound cheesy, but I think it's one of the best things on the Lamar campus. I go to work every day with colleagues that are supportive and energized about what they're doing. So many projects I'm actively involved in came from those hallway conversation sparks because I just work with fantastic people.
Those
and
are
our
the best.
Students are just curious, compassionate, hardworking. They give me hope for the future.
Love
as
that.
Cheesy as that sounds, it's true. So if you're a student listening and you want to major, consider speech and hearing sciences because it leads to great professions, but it's also a great department to learn in.
I love that. And it doesn't sound cheesy at all. It sounds like you're passionate about your job. And
Absolutely.
We love that. I love that so much. So you're all doing extremely powerful work in the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences here at LU. We are definitely Cardinal proud. So Karen, thank you so much for joining me today on the LU Moment. For the listeners out there, please make sure to search LU Moment on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to keep up with all things Lamar University. As always, don't forget to follow us on social media at username Lamar University. This is John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs at LU, where we're celebrating a century of leaders. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.